Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with Repent from Your Sins, as we pick up in Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
This time shall we turn to Jeremiah chapter 36 as we continue our journey through the Word of God towards heaven. Now, as we have pointed out, the prophecies of Jeremiah are not in chronological order, but they sort of skip around, and so it is important at the beginning of each chapter where Jeremiah locates for you the time and usually the place of the prophecy so that you'll be able to fit it more into the historic events, because you just can't read Jeremiah in a chronological order. It isn't written that way. So in chapter 36, we have the prophecy of Jeremiah that came to him in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, who was the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, that this is the word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah, saying, "Now take thee a scroll of a book, and write therein all of the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even until this day." Now, you remember he was called to prophesy in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah. He prophesied on through the death of Josiah about 15 years later. And now, 4 years later, in the son of Jehoiakim, or the son of Josiah, Jehoiakim's reign, God commands him to write all of the prophecies on this scroll that I've given you up till now. So it was no doubt quite a task to go back and to rehearse all of the word of the Lord that had come to Jeremiah during this approximately 20-year period. The Lord declares, "It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin." Now, the purpose of giving to them the word of the Lord was to turn them from sin. God is constantly giving to man the opportunity of repenting, of turning from his sin. God said through Ezekiel the prophet, turn ye, for why will you die, saith the Lord? Behold, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." Now, here God again is saying, write it all down. It may be that they will turn from their sins in order that I might forgive them their iniquities and their sins. God glories in forgiveness. God delights to forgive you all of your sins. All he wants is just an excuse. And you provide him that excuse by asking him. God is really more desirous to forgive us of our sins than usually we are to be forgiven. Quite often we with David, as he describes his experience in Psalm 32, seek to cover our sins. We seek to hide our sins from the Lord. We just seek not to mention it, you know, just sort of keep silent about it. But as David said, when I sought to cover my sins, man, there was a constant roaring within. And I began to just dry up. I became just dried spiritually. Then I said, I will confess my sin unto the Lord. And he said, and thou forgavest me all my iniquities. Now, in the Hebrew, as that reads, the moment David in his heart said, I'm going to confess. Before he could ever get the words out of his lips, just that change of the attitude in his heart, and thou forgavest me. That's all God's looking for, just the change in the attitude of your heart. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm going to confess to you my sins. I'm going to get right with God. Well, before you can get out of your mouth, you're already right with God. God is just looking for that change towards him. The moment in your heart you have that turn towards God, oh, I'm going to just turn it over to God. I'm just going to turn. Just in that moment, God begins his work of cleansing, forgiving, pardoning. God delights to forgive us our sins. And so the purpose of the Word of God to these people, write it all down, give it to them, that they might hear all of the evil indictments that I have against them and the evil that I am purposing to do to them. Maybe if they know the judgment that is coming, they will turn. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, who was the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon this scroll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, now I am shut up, that is, he was in prison. I cannot go unto the house of the Lord. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which you have written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. Now they had proclaimed a fast. They had invited the people to come for this time of fasting, and usually a time of fasting is associated with a time of seeking the Lord. A very appropriate time for the word of God to come to the people. And so Jeremiah commanded Baruch, who was the scribe, to write all of the words in the book and then go and read them in the house of the Lord when that day of fasting came and people were gathering from all over of Judah to worship the Lord. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and they will return every man from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah, the prophet, commanded him. And he read the book of the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then Baruch read in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, and in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house in the ears of all the people. Now when Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all of the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and all of the princes were sitting there. And it gives the names of these various princes. And Micaiah declared unto them all of the words that he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore, all of the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, and all of these names are worthless to us, unto Baruch, saying, take in thy hand the roll or the scroll wherein you have read in the ears of the people and come. So Baruch was down there reading it. This young fellow heard him reading, ran and told the princes who were there in the house of the scribes what this guy was reading to the people. And they said, well, you better get him down here. So he ran back and got Baruch, and he said, come with me, you know, and read the scroll to these fellows down here. And so they said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they heard all of the words, that they were both afraid, one and another, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how did you write all of these words at his mouth? And Baruch answered them. He said, he pronounced all of the words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. How do you think? Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, you and Jeremiah, and don't let anybody know where you are. Now we're going to take this to the king, and you guys better go hide. So they went to the king into the court, but they laid up the scroll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and they told the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to Elishama, the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in his winter quarters in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four of the leaves, that he cut it with his penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until the whole scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. And yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all of these words. Rather than fearing the Lord, rather than repenting, rather than, as was the custom when they really were repenting before God, often they would rip their clothes as a sign of great repentance and sorrow. None of that. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Jemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. But the king commanded Jeramiel, the son of Hamelech, and Zeruiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the scroll and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah. And the Lord said to him, take again another scroll and write in it all of the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, he shall have none to sit on the throne of David. His dead body shall be cast in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. Then took Jeremiah another scroll, gave it to Baruch, the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides to those many like words. And so, more or less as a record of God's truth, these scrolls were written of that word of God in the warning of the people of the evil and the judgment that would come upon them if they would not forsake their sins and follow after the Lord. But Jehoiakim the king, showing his disdain for the word of God, took his penknife, cut it up, and threw it in the fire. But prophets of God are not silenced that easy. So Jeremiah got another scroll, wrote the whole thing down again, adding other words to it. And of course, these are the prophecies, basically, that we have been reading in the book of Jeremiah. These are the copies of these various scrolls, the pages that were written, the various words that God gave to Jeremiah concerning his judgment that was coming upon Judah using Babylon, the Babylonian army as God's instrument of judgment. Now, we come to the third part of the book of Jeremiah, and this covers the period of Zedekiah the king, these particular prophecies, 37 through 39, cover from the time that Zedekiah ascended to the throne unto his captivity in Babylon. So he again gives us the time of the prophecy, and King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had made a king in the land of Judah. So Zedekiah was king under the order of Nebuchadnezzar. When Jehoiakim died, you remember Jeremiah said there won't be any of your family sitting upon the throne. Well, one of his sons, Jehoiachin, sought for a time to sit upon the throne. He lasted for 3 months. And Nebuchadnezzar came back and deposed him. And Nebuchadnezzar set up Zedekiah as the king over Judah so that Jehoiakim was not succeeded by his own children. And the word of the Lord was fulfilled. Who Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, made king over the land of Judah, but neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land would hearken unto the words of the Lord which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. People had closed their ears to the warning of God. Zedekiah refused to listen. He would listen privately. He would call Jeremiah and talk to him privately, but then publicly he would denounce him. Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the sons of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now unto the Lord our God for us." Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not yet put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army had come forth out of Egypt. When the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard the tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Now, the Babylonian army was there, but when they heard that the Egyptian army was coming, the Babylonian army withdrew. They withdrew their men from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, thus shall ye say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, will return to Egypt into their own land, and the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus saith the Lord, don't deceive yourselves, saying the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart." Now, the people thought, oh, we're free, you know, from the Chaldeans. The Egyptian army has frightened them off. They've gone. Now we can do our own thing. Now we can be independent of Babylon. Now we won't have to pay tribute. And they rebelled against the Babylonian authority. But Jeremiah warned them against this. He said, don't think that you're free of them. They're going to return again. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans, even if you had wiped out the whole army and there were only a few wounded men left, God is determined to deliver you unto the Chaldeans. And just a few wounded men would be able to take you, and they'll burn this city with fire. So it came to pass when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for the fear of the Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself from the midst of the people. So Jeremiah started to take off and go up to Benjamin. But as he was at the gate of Benjamin, one of the gates of Jerusalem at that time, a captain of the ward was there whose name was Arijah. And he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You're going over to the Babylonians, to the Chaldeans." And Jeremiah said, "That's not true. I am not going over to the Chaldeans." But this captain would not listen to him. So Arijah took Jeremiah and brought him before the princes. And when the princes were angry with Jeremiah, they smote him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan, the scribe, for they had made that a prison. And when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there for many days. So they imprisoned Jeremiah, thinking that he was going to go over to the Babylonians. Jeremiah declared that wasn't his intention, but yet they made him a prisoner anyhow to keep him from that. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in the house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is. For he said, 'Thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon.'" Moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, "What have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people, that you've put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you, nor against this land'?" There were prophets that said, "The Babylonians will never come into this land." He said, "Where are those prophets now that gave you that story?"
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Jeremiah in our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Jeremiah 36 through 37 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
Now may the Lord be with you and keep you in His loving grace, watching over you, guiding you, protecting you through this week. May you be enriched in Christ Jesus in all things. And may your understanding of God's love be increased day by day, as you begin to fathom the depths, experience the heights of God's love and grace and mercies towards you through Jesus, our Lord.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
As Easter is approaching, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is on the hearts of Christians everywhere and how they might witness this beautiful story to their loved ones. With this in mind, The Word for Today would like to present a special MP3 entitled My Redeemer Lives that includes 14 reassuring messages to answer the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and a life that should bring hope to everyone. Also included is a special presentation of the crucifixion from a doctor's perspective, as well as a powerful salvation message shared by Pastor Chuck. And when you order My Redeemer Lives MP3, we'll include a free CD by Pastor Chuck to witness to your loved ones that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. This CD, entitled A Risen Love, clearly presents the evidence to help others make a decision that will impact their immediate and eternal future. For more information, contact The Word for Today at 800-272-9673 or visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.